Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. She was sponsored and has a course of Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a new Daf Chof Aleph in the Art School Oiz Vahodar edition. Perek Shlishi, beginning of Halacha Vav, starting in Daf Chof Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Sogni Mishnah Yiviu Leveis Aparvo. Next stage of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, you bring into a place called Beis Aparvo. And that's Mekoidish Oiso, it's in the Koidish, that's where he does the next stage of the Kiddush and Tefillah. Pirush HaSodin Shalbutz Beinor Levin Ham, they put a linen cloth, a curtain between him and the other people, for Tznius, Kiddush Yodov Raglov, he washed his hands and legs, Upashad, and removed the clothes. Remove the clothes of the Big Kihuna that he was wearing till now. He first removes the clothes and then does Kiddush Dam Raglaim. The Gemara is going to explain the source of this machlokes. Yorad v'toval, olov and istapik. He goes to the mikvah, gets up out of the mikvah, and wipes himself up with a towel. When Dav Chofal from Udalf on top, he viewed the big deal oven. They brought in the big deal oven that he wears in the Avodah Shebifnim. V'lovash, he wear it. V'kiddush Yadav V'aglov, he does Kiddush Dam Raglaim after wearing the clothes. Beshacha in the morning, Ayelovish Pilusim Shel Shneimer Sermone. In the morning, he would wear linen from the place called Pilusim, come from that area, from that country, and it was worth Shneimer Sermone, which means 1,200. Uben Arbaim Hindofun, the linen come from the place called Hindofun, Shel Shmonem Odzuz Dirameh, it was worth only 800, so it was worth less in the evening. Chachamim agree that it was worth more in the morning, but he said a different value. Beshacha Ayelovish Pilusim Shel Shmonah Sermone. He was wearing the linen pilusim, but it was worth 1,800. Uven arbaim in the evening, shleshnema samoni, was worth 1,200. Hakol shleshimoni together is 3,300. So says the Reb Chaim, I mean, you could switch around. It doesn't have to be exactly 18 in the morning, 12 in the evening. It could be 16 in the morning and 14 in the evening, as long as the morning is worth more than the evening. Says the Mishnah Elo Noitel Men Hegdish, is what Hegdish will pay for. Im rotzaloi, si moisim shloi, he could pay more to buy more expensive clothing if he wants to. So, well, my time at the Rameir, what is the reasoning of Rameir? The Rameir says that the Kiddush happened after he removed the clothes. So, Igmar brings the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Uposhad v'rochatz. So, we dash in Mechitza referring to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglaim, and we dash in Poshad v'Kiddush, v'rochatz v'Kiddush. Meaning, we talk about the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglaim, that the Kiddush happens after Pshit, after he removes the clothes, then does Mechitza and Kiddush. My time at the Rabbanon, what's the reason of Rabbanon? Uposhad velovash, hikish pshita levisha. Pasuk refers to removing the clothing and wearing the clothing. My levisha mekadesh, mitzvah levisha, when does he do kiddushin? When he still is wearing the, when he's wearing the clothing, as we'll see in a moment, that when he's putting on the clothing, Rameh agrees that he has to be wearing the clothing. Apshita mekadesh, also pshita has to take, do the kiddush adayim when he's still wearing the clothing, not after. Omar Malika may have you done al daida de Rameh, according to Rameh, Rechitza Chotetzes, meaning at this stage, thought that maybe Rameh says that you do the Kiddush when he's naked. So he takes out the clothes, does Kiddush, then goes to the mikvah, then does Kiddush again. Someone says, so what is separate between the first Kiddush and the second Kiddush? The mikvah? I mean, the mikvah is the Chatzitza between the two Kiddushim? It seems like he didn't do anything in between. You think the way you understood it is literally the way it said it. That he removes the clothes, does kiddush, goes to the mikvah, does kiddush again. Ain't okay. That's not the way it works. Ella, pasha v'kiddush v'rochatz v'lovash v'kiddush. He goes, he removes the clothes, does kiddush dam raglaim, goes to the mikvah, wears the next the pair of clothes, and then he does kiddush raglaim in the second time. Meaning the two kiddush that he's doing is for the next pair of clothing. He does kiddush twice, but they both are for the next pair of clothing, not for the past one. One kiddush is for the next pair. That's the second kiddush. But the first kiddush of Anglaim goes back to the previous one. According to Reb Chaim, we move the next two words and go on. Everybody agrees the first kiddush is for the next pair of clothing. Because then he does Kiddush only once. Of course, it's for the next pair. But you're not going to do it in the previous one because he's not wearing Big Kiddush. The first Kiddush, you can't skip. Because here's the Gemara Amud Beis. My time, what's the reason? It says Chukas Oilam that any time a Kohen goes to Beis HaMikdash, he has to do Kiddush. So the first Kiddush is like the Kohen. Like any Kohen who goes any day has to do Kiddush before going into Beis HaMikdash. The last Kiddush that he does in the end of the day, in the end of Yom Kippurim, that goes in the previous clothing, not in the next one. Why? Clearly. Can you really see from the Mishnah? He puts on his own clothing, he wears them. So he's wearing his own clothing. It's not big dekiuno. You don't do kiddush dam v'aglayim to wear big dekhoil. So clearly the last kiddush is on the pass. The wearing of the clothing is me'akev in the avodah yom kippurim. So Chaim explained, it says levisha twice in the pasuk. So the entire avodah yom kippurim, it says chukah. To tell me it's me'akev. But here it says levisha twice. Tell me this pasuk, we don't apply the word chukah. So it says twice, it means me'akev. But me'mele from there you learn, ve'ein, the kriyus of Chaim is, ve'ein tvilo me'akev. Tvilo is not written twice in the pasuk, says not me'akev. And there you learn, so the only Levisha Me'akev, there's no Kiddush Yudayim Ve'aglayim. It's the same, we learn from the same limud, from the same Pasuk, that if we skip the Tevil or Kiddush Yudayim Ve'aglayim, except the first one, it's now Me'akev, the Avodah. Says the Gemara, Bad, it says Bad in the Pasuk, Shiyu Kfulim. The Gemara learns from here, it means double, two pairs of clothing. So what if it Kaimina Dolok Yoyseh, this doesn't work like a Yoyseh. Why? What is it? Says they didn't come to Beis Medrash. What chiddush do you have in Beis Medrash today? You have to have a double pair of clothing. More understands here. He's talking about every day, not only Yom Kippur. That's not like a Beis. The Tani Bnei Aaron says you make clothing for Bnei Aaron. Each one will have two pairs of clothing every single day. Even one for each one. My time with the Rabbanon, what's the reason of Rabbanon? It says kotonis, loshen rabbi, plural. My time with the Rabbanon means all Bnei Aaron will all have clothing. Each one kotonis. And the Gemara compares the Yom Kippurim to every day. And if even according to Rabbi Yossi, every day is only one, so also Yom Kippurim should be only one. Continues the Gemara, Bad Shiyu Chadoshim. You learn from the word Bad Chadoshim. What does it mean? You want to tell me you can't wear old clothes? You could wear old clothes. Elamah, what it means, Bad Shiyu Chadoshim? That when you start it, it will be Lishmo, be Lishem Big the Kurdish. Similar to Chanab, Shavitzke Machlekis, we like the following Machlekis. Or Shiv de Lishokamiah. He took a parchment, but he didn't want to use it for mezuzah. He wanted to do it for kameah, for something for refuah. Mutar lichtoveh la mezuzah. You could change it for mezuzah. Shem galil oisav. Shem galil. No, it has to be lishma, that when you do the parchment, we meant for the mezuzah. So the word compares it to this inyan regarding the clothing big tikkuno. Does it have to be done lishma to begin with? And we'll continue the sugya in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yumo daf chof aleph.